people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. To be on the show with me, it's pretty simple. One number you need is 866-444-3478. I told you the last hour was brought to you by Munster Milling, and I forgot to tell you their website for more information about the wonderful line of products. Just go to munstermilling.com. It's M-U-E-N-S-T-E-R, because it's in Munster, Texas, up on the Red River. munstermilling.com. This hour is brought to you by Essential Formulas and Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Y'all have heard me talking about these probiotics for a long time, and I'm a huge fan. Judy, my wife, is. A lot of people that we've introduced to them are. They've got a new product on the market. It's Chia Omega, and I recommend you take a look at it. It's a really simple way to get a lot of good things that you need. There are four Chia Omega formulas. One's a CoQ10 product, another's a vitamin D product, and that's very important. I take vitamin D every day, so this is a good alternative. There's an enzyme product and EPA and DHA product. You can get information at essentialformulas.com or just go to chiaomega.com. It's cold-pressed chia seed oil is what it is, and I'm very impressed with it. I'll be telling you more and more about that. Well, back to the phones. We have somebody calling in with a tip on something that I talked about at the end of the last hour about tick control. Dan in Ohio. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing great.
I'm a first-time caller.
And
I was listening to the fellow about his tick problem. And you could get guineas, just plain old guineas. They love to eat ticks. That's one of their favorite meals is ticks.
Well, you know, that's a great tip. There's some negatives about guineas. They're loud, and keeping them on your property, I guess, would be one issue. But if there's any way to keep them on the property, that's a great tip.
Yeah, well, there's another plus. They're a good security guard, too.
They are. They are that for sure. And some people who eat fowl like to eat them, too. So.
Oh, I don't know if I'd want to eat one.
They're supposedly pretty good. I've never had them, but I've had some people bring that up. Okay, I like it. That's a good tick control.
Okay.
Thank you, Dan.
Have a good day.
Appreciate the call. Let's go to Siegelville and talk to Hugh. Hello, Hugh.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I've got some Asian jasmine in several of the beds at the house, mm-hmm. and just one of them I'm having problems with the Bermuda grass come up. I cannot rid it. I don't know how to get rid of that.
Well, it's a tough one, Hugh. If you have Bermuda grass and Asian jasmine, the chemical pusher type guys and gals will tell you that you can spray. They'll say, wink, wink, we can't recommend this because it's not on the label, but we've done it 1,000 times and it works great, and that is to spray Roundup across the Asian jasmine, and it'll kill the jasmine without hurting. I kill the Bermuda without hurting the jasmine. That was kind of fraudian because what it will do is kill the jasmine. It just does it very slowly.
I did find that out. I was recommending that, and I tried it on a real small spot, and it did kill the jasmine. Yeah.
I've seen acres of it killed, and the people aren't smart enough to see that. You know, it doesn't happen fast enough for them to realize that it was the Roundup that slowly turned the jasmine yellow and then starts fading out and dies.
Correct. Yeah.
Plus, it's violation of the label and the whole deal. I don't have any good news for you on this, Hugh, other than physical removal. There's nothing in the organic world or the chemical world that is selective that you can spray in there and knock out the Bermuda and not hurt the jasmine. It's a situation where you really are limited to the idea of continuing to hand weed or take it all out, re-prepare the beds, and try to get all the rhizomes and stolons of the Bermuda removed and replant.
Yeah. Well, there's just a couple of places where it's really thick, and the rest of it just sporadic through the plants. But, you know, I hit it with a weed eater, and when I do the yard, and it goes away till the next time. So I just have to continue doing that, or else get down there and just start pulling it out.
Yeah, the problem with the weed eater idea, or if you mow your jasmine like a lot of people do to have a real clean, level surface on it, that actually benefits the Bermuda grass more than it does the jasmine. So your Bermuda is going to get thicker and thicker if you continue to do that. So that's why
maybe that's why I got so much of it. Then.
Yeah. See, Bermuda likes to be mowed. Asian jasmine doesn't. So digging it out and starting over is really the only true solution long term.
Yeah. All right. Well, I appreciate you. Thanks
okay.
A lot.
You. Thank you. I wish I had better news on that. If anybody comes up with something on that, let us know. You can make a lot of money. On the other hand, anybody that tells you that Asian jasmine is the way to go, don't trust anything that they say, please, because that does not even come close to working. Open line for you at 866-444-3478. Plus, Roundup is one of the most dangerous chemicals out there. You know, a lot of people think that it's as safe as drinking water. It's been marketed more brilliantly than any product I think I've ever seen. But we have all of the data up to the most recent research that's come out talking about how toxic and how dangerous and what all side problems are related to Roundup on DirtDoctor.com. You can go in the library and look it up alphabetically. You can go in the research area and find it there. And there's tons and tons and tons of it. By the way, we've just changed something on the website I should have told you about. We used to do a poison of the week, and we went through the most common culprits first. Roundup was one of the first ones, and I think we even did it more than once because negative research about Roundup continued to come out, and we kept adding that and adding it. What we've done now is just combine it into one big blog, and you can go into the master list of some of the all the toxic chemicals listed together, or you can look them up kind of alphabetically and pull them up. We will continue to add to that, but it won't be called the Poison of the Week anymore. It's just going to be called the Toxic Chemical blog, and it's on DirtDoctor.com. Go into the forums, the chat rooms there, and one of the blogs is titled that, and you'll find all that information there. And that's a real easy, quick way for you to find the research about Roundup and other toxic things that are out there. Lola in Malvern, Ohio. Is that right, Lola?
Yes.
What's up?
I have, of course, the zucchini plants and some small pumpkin plants, and something eats the beautiful blossoms.
Okay. And you wanted to either eat them or have them bring you some more fruit.
Yes.
Have you seen any critters on there? Do you have any idea what might be doing it?
Well, I heard one time they said something about crickets and something else might. And at one time I thought I heard crickets. But I didn't hear it again, and I dust them with 7, but that seems to be dessert. They just eat them anyway.
Well, Lola, I'm glad you called. You're obviously a new listener to the show.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling. I want you to take that 7 back to the store where you bought it or to a toxic cleanup site. That's one of the most dangerous chemicals still on the market, and it kills bees very effectively. So one of the things that could be limiting your zucchini and squash production is you're running off and killing the honeybees and the bumblebees. So there's a couple of different insects that could be attacking and eating the flowers. You could have something big like caterpillars. And if you have caterpillars, there's two categories of products you can use. One is BT, which is sold as Dipel or Thuricide. Those are biological products. Those are beneficial bacteria products. And they will kill the caterpillars as they eat the foliage. It gives them a disease and they die. You have to be very careful spraying it to just spray it on the plants that are being attacked, because if you spray it all over the place, it'll kill butterflies, and you don't want to do that.
No.
So, and then the second one has a little bit of a precaution as well. It's called spinosad. It's S-P-I-N-O-S-A-D, spinosad or spinosad. And it is a product that you also have to be very careful spraying it specifically on the targeted plants because it will disorient honeybees a little bit. It won't kill them, but it's just not very good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing, if you want to dust something, you can dust natural diatomaceous earth instead of 7.
Okay? It's what?
It's called diatomaceous earth, or DE for short.
I still didn't catch that.
Diatomaceous earth, DIAMACEOUS, diatomaceous earth.
C-D-O-U-S.
Let me put you on hold, and I'll help you with that. I'm Howard Garrett. I didn't spell it right anyway. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back with you right after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you with a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to asktheplant.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's asktheplant.com or call 956-383-0739.
Last summer, mosquitoes carrying West Nile virus struck with a vengeance. Now it is time to protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito donks and mosquito bits. Summit Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite, and they are safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito Donks and Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle. Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: Vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth, vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth, animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth, animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth, children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth, children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. 866-444-3478. I was talking to Lola off the air, who's new to organic gardening and everything, about diatomaceous earth and what it was and where you can probably get it, the feed stores, garden centers, and things like that. If you are also new to this natural organic approach, diatomaceous earth that is made for swimming pool filters and has had pyrethrum added to it and has other pesticides is not anything I ever recommend using. We recommend just pure, amorphous, natural, untreated diatomaceous earth, and we recommend it to go into livestock feed, pets' food. It's one of the real important ingredients in the Munster Natural products. But also, you can put it in on your plants as a insect control. And if it's not humid, not rainy, it works great. If it gets wet, it doesn't have any insecticidal power at all. When it dries out, it does again, but it works best when it's dry. And it's non-selective. It'll kill anything by dehydration that it hits. But diatomaceous earth is what we were talking about that. And if you heard me say something negative about 7 there, it was serious. 7 is another one of those products that's talked about all the time as being very low toxicity and all that, and it's not at all. The active ingredients and the manufacturing around that product in Bhopal, India, killed a whole bunch of people. And that story is on our website. It's in the research area. And 7, you know, just look at the label in great big letters on there. It says it's extremely toxic to, I don't know if it says extremely, but it says very toxic or toxic in great big letters to bees right on the label. So it's not anything that's acceptable in any shape, form, or fashion. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Here's Joyce in Irving, Texas. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Howard. I have a problem with bugs on my squash plants.
Okay, you too, huh?
Yeah.
Are they eating the flowers or the foliage, or what are they eating?
Well, they just kind of make the plants look wilted, and I think they're the regular squash bugs.
Well, squash bugs, you'd be able to see on the back side of the leaves. They look like a big old stink bug. The way to control them is to really keep an eye out early on in the season. And the eggs are very large and metallic. They almost look like BBs. And you just crush them and kill them or scrape them off and destroy them when you see them. The other treatment is an early spring treatment of beneficial nematodes in the soil for both them and the other insect that causes what you're seeing. And it may be what it is in your case, and that's called squash vine borer. It's an insect that gets in the stem of the plant, and it turns it into, it looks like it's been scratched by 16 little kitty cats or something. And inside is a big old white caterpillar, a big old white worm.
Okay.
The beneficial nematodes applied at the right time will help with that. Once the larvae are in the stems, you can slice and cut and pull it out. You can treat with BT, which will kill the feeding of caterpillars. But the best thing to do long-term is when you plant squash and zucchini, number one, plant more plants. People tend to not plant enough of them. And then number two, put out beneficial nematodes when they're planted, and they will help you head off the problem. And then spray on a regular basis at least once a quarter, and once a month would be better with the Garrett Juice formula. And you can add some biological products to the Garrett Juice if it's not the formula that already has microbes in it. So it's just an overall program that'll save you. Right now, spray, since you already got the problem, spray Garrett Juice as a base and put a couple of ounces of orange oil or a good quality neem product in the Garrett Juice mix and spray them together.
Okay. Well, thank you, Howard.
Thanks
I'll
for calling.
Get on it.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye.
Let's go to Denton and talk to Susan. Hey, Susan.
Hi. Good morning. I have an awful oleander problem. It was supposed to have been a dwarf oleander when it was planted about 6 years ago, except now it's 12 feet tall. And cutting it is a constant battle. I mean, it invades. The branches hang over. It's just a mess. Short of digging the whole thing up, is there anything I can do?
Oh, yeah. You can take a chainsaw and cut it off just above the ground. You can dig it up or you can cut it down with a chainsaw. Those are your choices.
Now, if I cut it down with a saw, then won't it just start growing all over again?
Yeah, you really need to kill the stump and start over and get another plant that's the right size. There's no way to spray or to prune a full-size oleander that wants to be real big into a dwarf size.
What would I use to kill it?
Well, the best thing to do would be just to cut it down, have somebody cut it down for you and dig it out, or you can cut it down, and if it has a big enough stump, you can drill holes in the stump, put molasses in the holes, and then cover up the stump that's been treated with molasses with a thick layer of mulch like a shredded tree trimmings. But the best thing to do would just dig it out, because you're going to want to plant something else there instead. If you don't dig it out, that's okay. It won't hurt the next round of plants. It's just going to be in the way, and you'll have to plant, on each side of it
right. Instead
of right there in that spot.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Jeff in Dallas and see what's up. Jeff, I tell you what, we're going to have to put you on hold because I got to take a break, and we've got a guest coming in to talk about poison ivy for a while. So hang on, and if you want to jump on with us and talk about poison ivy, that's fine too. Amy Martin will be joining us right after this break. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. Be back right after this.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A senior administration official says there is, quote, very little doubt that a chemical weapon was used by the Syrian regime against civilians last week in an incident that killed at least 100 people. The official says the president, though, has not decided how to respond. Syria's government, meantime, has reached an agreement with the United Nations to allow a UN team of experts to visit the site of the alleged chemical attack. They say the rebels were involved. A German magazine says the U.S. National Security Agency secretly monitored the U.N.'s internal video conferencing system by decrypting it last year. The Weekly Der Spiegel says documents it obtained from American leaker Edward Snowden show the NSA decoded the system at the U.N. headquarters in New York last summer. And former Secretary of State Colin Powell says the jury verdict that freed the killer in Florida teenager Trayvon Martin's killing was, quote, questionable, but he says it probably won't have staying power in the public consciousness. This is SRN News.
Hi, folks. This is Alan Thicke. I was the dad on a show called Growing Pains, and like all TV dads, I had to teach the kids about handling money. So here goes. If you were ever to find yourself owing the IRS $10,000 or more, you could be looking at wage garnishments, liens, bank levies. You might even lose your home or business. Not good. That's why I tell you to call the people at Optima Tax Relief, because there's a new tax debt forgiveness program just announced by the IRS called the Fresh Start Initiative. By calling Optima, you can jump on one of the biggest breaks the IRS has offered in ages. It's huge. You could qualify for a settlement that's 75% lower than before these changes. They're A-rated by the Better Business Bureau, and they even offer a money-back guarantee. Trust me, kids. You can trust these guys.
Call 800-656-7034. That's 800-656-7034. 800-656-7034. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
With S-Rod Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. The AL West race will likely come down to the A's and Rangers, just like last season. Oakland pulled out a 2-1 win at Baltimore on Coco Crisp's home run leading off the ninth inning Saturday. Crisp says after losing a high-scoring game Friday.
Hitter's game yesterday, pitcher's game today. We'll see what happens tomorrow. Hopefully it's a hitter's game for my sake.
West leader Texas fell to last place Chicago 3-2. White Sox starting pitcher Hector Santiago says they will have to be content to play spoiler this year.
I don't think we're trying to be spoilers, but I mean, we're still trying to win games, and you know, if that's what they want to call us and that's what happens, I mean, but we still got to go out there and play and win games.
The Rangers Wesley now 2.5 games over Oakland. Cleveland beat Minnesota 7-2. It was Houston 8, Toronto 5, Los Angeles 5, Seattle 1, Tampa Bay 4-2 over New York. Interleague play, Boston beat the Dodgers 4-2 to stay 3 percentage points behind the East-leading Rays. It was Detroit 3-0 over the Mets, Washington 7, Kansas City 2. This is Esser in Sports. In the National League, St. Louis won their fourth straight 4-2 over East-leader Atlanta. Cardinals right fielder Carlos Beltran, who went 3-for-5 with a home run and two RBIs, saw his club win their fourth straight.
I think, you know, right now we're playing good baseball. You know, we're pitching well. We're getting hits with guys in scoring position. And, you know, we play good defense. And that's, you know, that's the team that, that's how we play early in the year.
With Pittsburgh losing to San Francisco 6-3, the Pirates and Cards now tied for first in the Central. Arizona scored 5 times in the 18th inning to beat Philadelphia 12-7. The D-backs trail West leader Los Angeles by 9.5. Miami was a 3-0 winner over Colorado. It was Cincinnati 6, Milwaukee 3, Chicago 3-2 over San Diego. Matt Kenseth has clinched a spot in the chase for the championship by nailing down his fifth win of the season, holding off Casey Kane down the stretch to take the Sprint Cup Series race at Bristol.
This weekend we just had a lot of speed. You know, even qualifying, I didn't feel like we had the perfect setup, but we qualified fifth, and our cars all had speed this weekend, and that's really, really encouraging.
With Esser in Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Calm.
All righty, Howard Garrett back with you, and we're going to be visiting about Poison Ivy for a while, so if you want to call about something else, you can wait and call, or you can hold on and listen, because right now we are going to talk, if I can get this pulled up, with Amy Martin. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning there.
Amy is a friend of mine from the past, hadn't seen you in a long time.
It's been a while.
She is... doing a bunch of interesting things, but the most current thing is that she weighed in on the poison ivy issue. We did a newsletter and sent out a bunch of recommendations, and she happens to be somewhat of an expert in it. She is the owner of a website called moonlady.com. You can check out all the other things that Amy's involved in there. We actually worked together at the Dallas Morning News years ago, so she's been an editor and all kinds of things. Has a book coming up about poison ivy. So how did it all start? Sounds like you got started because you're very allergic to it.
I am a pale sensitive person, to it. And poison ivy just loves me. And I took on a rural piece of property outside of Dallas in Fannin County. And I was doing wildlife, still am, doing wildlife habitat rehabilitation. So, you know, when you're hiking occasionally, you can avoid poison ivy. But when you're out there putting trails through the woods and trying to save ancient trees and things like that, you've got to just wade right in.
Yep. Well, the worst case I've ever seen was down in Victoria, Texas, we were digging in an area on a slope and making it where you could slide, kids could slide down to the river and getting into the root system of some, you know, everybody there got a really nice case of it. And I think a lot of people aren't aware of that, that they can get it from the roots.
The roots are actually the worst part because they are abraded.
Right.
The surface is cut on the roots because of the soil.
Well, let's jump.
It just takes the tiniest of nick to let the poison ivy stuff out.
Right. Well, in the past, that's the only time I ever got it is when I got scratched or cut a little bit. It would get started there. And the rest of the time, I could bump into it and be around it and not get it. But that seems to have changed with my old age. And one of the first things I want you to address, I think it's fascinating, the physiology of the thing, how it actually works, and it's not actually what a lot of people think it is, an allergy, a rash. It's a little different than most people think.
Yeah, it actually doesn't hurt you upon contact like a lot of noxious plants will give you a contact rash right away. Poison ivy has a compound called urushiol in it, and it's super concentrated and super, super nasty. And that urushiol, when released from the poison ivy leaf and comes in contact with your skin, it goes through the epidermis, and that takes about 15 minutes, and that's your period where you have some luck in getting it off your skin. And then it starts going into the main dermis area, and that's where we start to have problems. It binds with a protein in a white blood cell, and it stops being urushiol. It becomes another compound entirely,
wow.
And the body basically declares war on it,
mm-hmm.
and says, get out, get out, get out, and starts pushing it out. And that's what the blisters on your skin are, is the process of the body pushing the poison ivy compound, the new compound, out of the skin. You actually don't get poison ivy the first time you make contact with it. The first time you make contact with it, if you're allergic to it, and that's about 25% of the population is just allergic to it at any time. And then about 25% of the population are allergic to it if it's hot enough, if they're not feeling too good, if they haven't taken a bath in their if they have taken a bath and their skin is bright and shiny and open to being attacked.
Yeah, not covered with a protective oil to a degree.
Yeah, yeah. And once you get your first exposure to it, the body sort of, you know, starts making, evaluating it and says, oh, urushiol, I've heard about this stuff. I don't like it. And then it starts making maniacal plans. And it says, look, if that urushiol ever comes back, we have to attack it with all our might. So the next time you get exposed to poison ivy, then it calls out all of its weaponry. And it basically treats poor poison ivy as if it were a terrorist. You know, the body gets influenced by a lot of allergens, but this one particular allergen, it just really has a homicidal rage towards urushiol.
Well, that probably explains why I've got it as bad as I did, because I exposed myself to it twice in a period of about a month, and I usually don't do that.
It's interesting how the body reacts. You know, sometimes you get more susceptible to it as you get older. Sometimes you get less, but definitely after you pass 60 or 65 or so, you start being less affected by it. And for some reason, very young babies are not susceptible to poison ivy.
Oh, interesting. That's good. That's a good thing.
Your immune system. You have to have enough immune system. For instance, you can have AIDS and wade into poison ivy and it won't do anything to you.
Oh, we don't.
Because you just don't have enough immune system to react.
Interesting. Well, let's talk about the things that you saw in the reports from all my listeners and readers and all their different suggestions about which ones you agree with and which ones you don't. TechNew was mentioned a bunch of times, and you brought up something fascinating to me when we talked about it. There's different products there. Go through that real quick for everybody.
We kind of have to break down poison ivy exposure into various stages, and each stage takes a different product. So when you get exposed to poison ivy, your and you know that you've been exposed, you're in a cleansing process. You know, you have to clean the poison ivy off your skin. And that all depends on when you catch it. So, for instance, if you catch it in the first 15 minutes, all you have to do is wash it off with water. Don't need to attack it with anything. It's sitting there on top of your epidermis, and it'll just roll right off.
So if you looked up and you saw that you were in it and you just went right in the house and did it right away, just water or just a bath would be all you'd need to do?
Just water, not hot water, not cold water, just lukewarm water, quite a bit of it. Just keep on washing it off.
Get it off the surface, okay.
And then your next bet is rubbing alcohol. And attacking it with rubbing alcohol. And I never go out into the woods without my Ivy Cleanse packets. And I love Ivy Cleanse packets because they're so handy. I mean, they're these little foldable wipes. And they have a very strong version of rubbing alcohol. And then they also have what's called a surfactant, which lifts things off the surface.
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing about poison ivy is you want to lift it off your surface. So the next thing to do is to attack it with rubbing alcohol and or Ivy Cleanse packets. And then you've got about 30 minutes to an hour. You can also, during that time period, wash it with Dawn dishwashing detergent. Everybody agrees that Dawn dishwashing detergent is absolutely the best stuff.
Why is it different?
Well, it's got the highest surfactant level of all of the dishwashing detergents out there.
Okay.
So it lifts the poison ivy off your skin. It's actually like if you were a lineman in Oklahoma, it's part of your poison ivy kit is your Dawn dishwashing detergent, getting it up off the skin. So a lot of people were recommending, for instance, poison ivy soap made by Burt's Bees. You don't
right.
want to wash with soap at this point. Detergents only. The poison ivy soap is for soothing after you get the rashes.
Well, is that what Technu falls into, their soap?
Well, then, after you have passed the kind of the point of no return and that poison ivy is now into your dermis, you want to go for a product called Technu. And this is the cleanser. There's two Technu products, and you want to go for the cleanser. It's a liquid that's in a bottle. And Technu is basically crude gasoline that's mixed with some fatty acids. And this is a super solvent, and it will go deep into your skin. And it also has a lot of surfactants in it. And Technu will take that poison ivy out of your skin. The problem with Technu is that it's really hard on the skin.
Yeah, I would never recommend it knowing that, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to make your skin a little more susceptible to poison ivy than it was before. So you don't want to be too willy-nilly with it. But Technu can be just a lifesaver. And it also comes in little packets that you can take out into the backwoods with you. And that's also something that I always have because if you, for instance, another thing to remember with poison ivy, it all depends on how hard you hit the plant and what part of the season you hit the plant. So poison ivy in the spring just oozes urushi oil because the leaves are so soft, whereas poison ivy in the late fall, the leaves have gotten tougher and it's not so bad. If you happen to make, like, firm contact with poison ivy, like you've hit it, you've sat on it, it saps you in the face, then go straight to Technu because it's already pushed past your epidermis and into your dermis, and you might as well.
Which Technu are we talking about now? Is this
the cleanser.
The cleanser product.
Yeah. Now,
but this is the one that the petroleum-based product.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but it works, is what you're saying.
But it works, and then if you don't have it and you're in a pinch and you've really exposed yourself bad, you can turn to gasoline or kerosene.
Really?
But that I don't recommend because, you know, you stink for days.
Well, one of the recommendations that came in that I don't think you had a problem with was neutralizing the oil with coconut oil or something else like that, and one person even said that they used motor oil.
Oh, God. Yeah, you don't want to do that. This is what you call counter-irritant when you use things like motor oil, Fels naphtha, some of the crazier things.
What is Fels naphtha?
Fels naphtha is an awful soap made of lye, and so it's extremely alkaline,
okay.
But it's also petroleum-based. And when you've got open skin, you really want to avoid injecting petrochemicals into your skin of any kind.
Well, that's why it surprises me that you recommend this Technu product.
You know, when it, if you have gotten it really badly, it's worth it.
Okay.
It's
just
it.
That effective, okay, but not Fels naphtha.
Pardon?
But not Fels naphtha or lye.
Because it's not effective.
Okay.
It's not effective. It doesn't have a high surfactant. It is alkalizing, but you can do a lot of things to your skin to make it alkalizing.
Okay.
And alkalizing, the alkalizing and the acids, once you've dealt with the exposure and you've cleaned it and you know where you've been exposed, then you go into monitoring where you watch that spot and you see if you start to have a reaction to it. And you'll know within about 12 hours if you're going to have poison ivy or not. If you get exposed to poison ivy and you react in under 12 hours, you should probably go to the doctor.
Because it's going to be a bad case.
Oh, it's really going to be bad.
Well, we're going to take a break here. Amy, can you stick around with me a little bit longer?
Sure.
I want to talk about some of the things that I did that appeared to work very well, things like baking soda and vinegar and other things. Right after this, it's Amy Martin and Howard Garrett. Be back right after this.
Okay.
There's a new version of Garrett Juice coming onto the market. It's Garrett Juice Pro. And if you're a contractor, golf course superintendent, small farm, or growing operation, then these products are designed specifically for you. Green Industries is the manufacturer. It consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There's also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. To learn more or to order, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com.
Crazy water is so good, and it's good for you. It's crazy. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with lots of all-natural minerals, so your body absorbs them naturally. Other mineral waters come from some factory somewhere and add synthetic minerals, also made in some factory somewhere. Well, of course, your body doesn't absorb those very well. If you can't make it out to Mineral Wells, Texas, you can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Whether you are getting ready for a once-in-a-lifetime vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends, don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. Backed by over 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics use 12 strains of live, beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, which helps reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations, that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Your pets are very special, and their diet is important. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I recommend Munster Natural dog food and cat food. That's what my dogs get. Dogs love the taste of Munster, and the ingredients are important to me. Munster Natural contains no toxic preservatives, and does have the highest quality ingredients, including prebiotics and L-carnitine, and the presence of some very unusual ingredients that I've been recommending for a long time. The chicken and rice formulas contain no soy, wheat, or corn. Some of the formulas are the original ones, so the choice is yours. Munster Natural pet foods are made with grains from local farmers, and the bags are made right here in the USA. Everything about Munster Natural is quality and results in healthy dogs and cats. If your pet store doesn't stock Munster, ask them to contact Munster Milling through their website, munstermilling.com. About how to get the product in your area and make your dogs and cats happier and healthier. It's Munster Natural. All righty, Howard Garrett, back with you. And we're visiting this morning with Amy Martin, who is the owner, editor of moonlady.com. You can check out what all is going on there. She's currently writing a book about poison ivy, and we've been talking about some of the technical things that are involved with – I have a good song for you in the background there, Amy. We want to talk about treating the rash, the itch and the rash, though. What I did, and I told you about, it was at the end of my newsletter where I covered all this stuff that I used, and it worked well for me because it never itched and it went away in about 3 days, was baking soda and then vinegar and then coconut oil.
Yeah.
Is there anything wrong with that approach?
Not a bit, because you've used used the acid alkali technique, which is very good, and then you went about soothing the skin, which is the part of the healing of the poison ivy that most people forget about. You actually can, if you're really aware, short-circuit the poison ivy process entirely. And the key to remember is to just try to get it before it goes to blisters. And if you can catch it before it's gone to blisters, you can do two things. You can apply a very strong herbal compound to it, like calendula or grindelia or coleus extract, or if you don't have any of that, you can apply a steroid cream to it. And that, for some reason, just interrupts the process and will sometimes stop poison ivy totally in its tracks.
Well, I used to recommend, still do, comfrey, and had good success with it using
comfrey
it at that stage.
Is another really strong one that can often just get in there and short-circuit it.
Yeah.
Another technique you can use is Zanfil. And this is a very pricey cream that's available in the drugstores, and it's a very fine scrub with a lot of surfactant. You can't use any other scrub but Zanfil. Absolutely don't. It's been totally technologically made for this purpose. And this will actually get down into the dermis, past the epidermis and into the dermis, and it will basically file away anywhere where the poison ivy has gotten attached to. The problem with Zanfil is that you'll always be more susceptible to poison ivy wherever you use Zanfil.
Really? What is it?
About it. Huh?
What is it?
It's a scrub with a very strong detergent added to
it. Okay. But it will make you more susceptible.
You've got a bad itch. It's a great scratch.
Well, several people mentioned it, I'm sure you saw on there, but if you do use it, then you will be more susceptible to the poison ivy later?
Later down the line, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So, because you've kind of damaged the epidermis and done some things. That's also true with steroid creams. They'll leave you more susceptible to skin, sun damage, and poison ivy on down the line.
Okay.
So if you can catch it then, you can actually interrupt it. But then when it starts to going and it gets that little bubbly thing going, then you want to go into what I call the confuse and itch process. And if you apply a strong acid or a strong alkali that's not too strong, then you can basically confuse the poison ivy, and it stops. It stops it in its track for a while. A good, for instance, acid would be vinegar. Most vinegars are acidic.
Oh, yeah, about four.
Lemon juice,
that's right.
Works, although it can really sting. Most people go towards the alkali, and that would be baking soda. And my best trick is milk of magnesia.
Mm-hmm. That was mentioned by one of the listeners, too.
Yeah.
That and Maalox.
That's also very alkalizing. And mm-hmm. what this does is it just, like I said, it just confuses it. The skin doesn't know what to do. It's kind of like you've punched it in the face, and so it just says, okay, I'll just not do anything for a while.
Some people mentioned vinegar and salt. Do you have any problem with that?
The salt is really not necessary. Salt tends to be neutralizing. Mm-hmm. Salt water, for instance, right. is what's considered the middle of the pH scale. So the salt really doesn't help.
Judy, my wife, got a case of it all over her body when she was in high school, and her dad took her down to the beach, took her down to the ocean, and had her in the salt water for a while, and really helped clear it up, apparently.
It's very, very soothing. It's very, very soothing. And that's one thing to remember about getting attacked by poison ivy is that you want to confuse the itch. You want to calm it down, and you can do that with alkalis and acids. You can also, if you're really having a bad itch, you can expose it to heat. And what heat or friction does is it forces the body to release all the histamine that's available right then. And that will give you about 4 hours of itch-free.
Good. Well, one of the things that was mentioned, in fact, my wife's pharmacist friend, Wayne, recommended Benadryl tablets, and I tried that one time, seemed to have some relief. What do you think about that idea?
It does. Poison ivy is a very peculiar allergy, and it doesn't respond as well to antihistamines as you would like.
Mm-hmm.
But the true thing about dealing with poison ivy is to basically reduce all allergens while you're dealing with poison ivy. So stay out of heavy pollen. Don't eat the foods that bother you. Stay on some antihistamines, and basically just stay away from any allergen that you are used to dealing with. Try to minimize that as much as possible, because poison ivy is an allergenic response, and if you stimulate it, it's just going to go into overdrive.
Amy Martin, she has the website called moonlady.com. Check that out. She's got a book on poison ivy coming up, and we'll certainly present that to the world when that comes around. Amy, it's been great meeting up with you again.
It's been fun. I hope I help people.
Yeah, you have greatly, and we'll talk more, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's Amy Martin, and I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and you are going to be on the air next by calling 866-444-3478. Don't go away.